Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk Stafford soccer this morning. Barry Hill is here along with Stephanie Johnson. Good morning to both of you. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Ted.
Stephanie, when we last talked, it was the dead of winter, and we just talked about hoping that spring and summer would get here, and we're going to get into it's a busy time. But the last time I saw you was right before the big tournament, the big St. Patrick's Day tournament, and how's the year gone so far?
Well, the St. Patty's Day tournament, in cooperation with all of our partners throughout the county, was, again, phenomenal. We had over 260 teams come this year, and everybody had a great time. We utilized just about every field in the county. So, it was a great tournament. It was a little blustery the first day of the tournament, but the second day of the tournament, Sunday on the tournament for the final games and everything, it was beautiful and sunny, so we couldn't have asked for anything better.
I went around, and I pretty much went and looked for, all you had to do is look for a soccer field, and there was a game, because I kind of stayed in South Stafford here and found a couple of places on Saturday. And I was amazed, as cold and blustery, and it was kind of raining on and off. But every park was hard to find parking spots.
Yeah, it certainly is during that time. So many people coming in and out. And sometimes it's not necessarily during the games that it's so packed up. It's that crossover to the next game where there's absolutely no parking to be had. But that's a good problem to have.
What
I'm saying?
Yeah. We're going to get into all of what's going on with Stafford soccer and camps and everything as we go along this morning. But we need to welcome Barry Hill is here, the general manager and technical director with Stafford Soccer. Barry, it's good to meet you.
Good morning. Good to meet you.
You were telling me you've been doing this gig for about a dozen years or so.
That's right. With Stafford Soccer, about 12 years. In the U.S., about 19 years, I think, this summer.
So tell me about the accent. Where is Barry Hill really from?
Originally from Manchester, England. I'm losing a lot of the accent. I had to slow myself down because of just speaking with the kids, they didn't understand me. So I've been back and forth a couple of times, and now obviously married here, a couple of kids, enjoying life.
When he goes home and then comes back, believe me, all the Manchester is there.
Well, as soon as you said Manchester, I mean, immediately you're big time soccer.
That's right. Now, there's two clubs in Manchester. There's the red side and then there's the blue side. So I'm the blue side, which is Man City.
Yeah.
And then the red side is Man United, but we don't talk about them too much.
How close do you follow all of you? Do you still follow it as closely?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now with the TV channels and the rights, what they have, I pretty much watch more games over here than I did when I was back in England. They just cover so much more games.
Well, and there's obviously a lot of interest in it. I see ESPN on the website has just a ton of stuff. NBC, I think, has a lot of the games.
All of them are covering Fox, NBC, ESPN. There's so many games to choose from now. Like I say, I'm able to watch more games over here now than if I went back home, because of just the rights of what they show over here. It's nice.
Well, we always hear about how soccer is such a the United States, we're behind the times as far as interest in soccer. That worldwide soccer's off the charts.
I would say people say it's behind the times here, but I also think the number of kids playing is huge. It's actually the number one youth sport in the U.S.
Yeah.
So with all the TV, what's been going on, what we just talked about, a lot of kids now watch it. So they go out and play it. When I first came, I never seen any kid just on a field with a soccer ball just kicking around with a parent or just individuals, their friends. It's very rare now that I don't go to a field – and there's kids not kicking around, that they're just constantly playing now, always looking to just kick something around. If it's soccer ball there or can of coke, whatever it is, they're ready.
Now, you see all that and you think that you're creating fans as they get older, and that we're going to just, I guess, continue to see that.
Yeah, it's definitely progressed over the past couple of years with the showing of the on TV, and then more kids getting involved. And, you know, I think parents are seeing it's a sport where they're always moving, they're always active, they're always playing and involved in the game. And there's a lot of running what goes on. And from a parent standpoint, it's not this stop-start game where, you know, they might have to go out in the outfield and just stand around and never touch the ball all game. This game, you know, if they're running, they can get close to the ball, then, you know, they're going to touch it.
Barry, how'd you get involved with Stafford Soccer? How'd they find you? Or how'd you find them?
Good question. So many years back, when I first came over, I came across with a camp company called Soccer Academy. The owner of that company, his daughter actually now is the women's national coach, Jill Ellis. So I came across with Soccer Academy, starting just doing the camps. I finished university back in England. I came across here just to do the camps. I went back and forth a couple of times because of visas. And then one of the teams that I was working with, and the guy actually brought a lot of teams to the camp. And he was at the time president for Stafford Soccer. So they wanted to try and bring it a little bit more full time, get somebody in, develop the program. And at that point, 2006, he wanted to go away from, in a sense, the mom and pop operation of just that there was a phone number, somebody picked the numbers up, or picked the voice messages up once or twice a week. It was all volunteer based. So I came in, was the only person in the office, and now we look at it now, and I mean it's this monster of a thing, which has been really, really good, and it's been nice to be a part of the last couple of years.
Now, Stephanie, you and I did an all business podcast from your office, it's a happening place with all the uniforms stacked up there and people coming and going and picking up things. It is really a sight to behold.
Yeah, there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. You know, when I speak with people, I'm in soccer full time. You know, well, what do you do after you get off the field? You know, they don't see all the behind the scenes work. And as Stephanie mentioned about the tournament, that process in just organizing the tournament is 6-7 month process. We're now, even though we've just finished this past weekend the spring season, we're already gearing up for the fall season. We're already preparing. We've had tryouts. We've done the selections from tryouts. We're building teams. So something's always going on. Everything's always happening.
And registration for the fall is open already. And people are like, what do you mean? You got fall registration already? It takes a while to get everybody registered and getting the teams built and all of that and coordinating dates and times and vendors and this. Yeah.
I know Stephanie's going to speak a bit more about it, but we've added new programs. We've added camps. We have added skill sessions. And another one, what we were just speaking to about before, was the adult program as well. We've added that, which was a new thing within the last year as well. So we've just been trying to add more and do more for all our members. And the adult program is something what our membership has wanted for a while. Facility-wise, we haven't had all the fields to be able to do it without ruining the grass. Mm-hmm. And now with the turf fields over at Ember Mill, we've been able to put that together, and it's going strong.
We're going to continue on. And if I were more organized, I would know the website, Stephanie, for Stafford Soccer.
That's an easy one. www.staffordsoccer.com.
Okay. I figured it would be staffordsoccer.com, but I wasn't positive. Barry Hill here, Stephanie Johnson, Stafford Soccer, our focus. We will continue on and get into talking about summer camps when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hey.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shubin.
Barry Hill and Stephanie Johnson here with Stafford Soccer this morning. StaffordSoccer.com is the website. Barry, as far as the, when we were talking about the adult league, tell me that there's, you're part of the adult league, I'm guessing. Do you go out and play?
I don't.
You don't? I would have bet money.
Problems. I had a couple of little knee problems, and I'm getting a little old as well. But we had a lot of requests from our members, and we tried to look at how we could help them, and we play an 8v8 format, which is on a smaller field, about half the size of a full-size field, and teams range in number-wise from about 10 to 14 players, and right now, we've got a men's league running, a men's competitive league running on Monday nights. And then on Wednesday nights, we have a co-ed competitive and a co-ed recreation league. And it's been phenomenal. The growth, you know, there's been a lot of talk of who and how they can get involved. And this past season, we started actually 2 weeks ago for the summertime. So we're now getting some of these kids who went across to university this past year or the past couple of years and now come back. Now they've got a place to play as well over the summer.
Okay. No, that what a great idea that you're in it. For a lot of people who don't want to give it up and still want to get out there and exercise.
And I would say not only for them, you know, younger ones. Stephanie might know more on the a possible age, but I know there was one guy out there about 70 years old, you know, just playing
pretty
around.
Pretty close to that, yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, he was subbing out a lot, but, you know.
Still.
Just like you said, wanted to still be involved, enjoyed being around the game, and they're still playing, you know. Few straps on his knees, but you know, still playing.
Yeah. So how many the adult league, Stephanie? Do you play? When does it? Is it basically a summer league, or do you do summer, spring, and fall?
We actually started with a fall season, and right on the heels of that, our spring season came. We had a little uptick on the number of teams, so we were excited about that. But summer just exploded when we announced that we would be doing a summer league, and especially, as Barry said, because the kids who have gone away to college and they're playing at school, whether they're playing on the school team or a club team at college or university, they were very excited about the fact that they could get together with their old teammates. Like these kids have all gone to different colleges and everything, and they're coming home and they're playing with their old teammates. And it really is. It's very fun to watch. They're playing with their high school teammates and
probably,
you know,
against people that they played throughout high school with.
Yeah. So we play on Mondays and Wednesdays. We've grown significantly since the fall of 2017 into 23, 24 teams. So we've had to move it to two nights. So all the men play on, all the men's teams play on Monday nights. And folks should come out and watch. It really is an amazing thing to watch. And then all of our co-ed teams play on Wednesdays. So if you get an opportunity to come out, we start at 8 and we run through. On Mondays, we have three games, 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. And then on Wednesdays, we have 8 and 9 o'clock games. And we're on all the fields, 7 and 8 over at Embry-Mill.
I was going to say, so these games are all over at Embry-Mill.
Yep.
Okay.
Rain or shine, the only thing that will chase us off is thunder and lightning.
Yeah. Boy, and that's, you mentioned it, Barry, in the last segment, just about the turf fields help, especially with some of the weather we've had lately. You are able to continue to play some where, with a lot of cases, with wet fields, you can't, just because you'll wreck the field.
And that's why we struggled at the start to put a adult program on, because a lot of the fields what we had were all grass fields. So at the very beginning, when I got involved, there was a lot of use going on. They was being overused in some cases. So we knew we couldn't put the adults as well as the youth on the grass fields, because they're just going to get torn off. once Ember Mill came in, and Stafford County did a great job. I worked a lot with the Parks and Rec Department, putting them turf fields in, all centrally located, just helps a lot of people. So we've got people coming up all the way from Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, from North Stafford to play. I think we've even got a couple of people coming from Northern Virginia now coming down, which is unheard of,
yeah,
you know, a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, no, that's fabulous stuff. Now, Stephanie, and this goes also, I mean, I guess, and this is, I think, probably for both youth and adults. If you're interested in getting involved in a league like this, you ought to sign up when you you only have so many spots in some cases if things start filling up.
For adult league, the kickoff of the third game will set everybody's roster. So if anybody's interested, get in contact with me right away. I have a few slots here and there on the co-ed side. Our men's teams, when they come in with the men's competitive teams, they have their roster set. People are bringing their full team, and
yeah,
there is no movement there. But I have a few slots on our house. We had to create two house teams. We had enough free agent folks sign up, so I created two house teams, and they were so much fun. They allowed me to name them. One I just for some reason called House FC, but the other one was my favorite, and we named them the Stragglers because they were the last ones to register for it. So there's a few slots. So if anybody's interested, you know, my email is easy. It's just office@staffordsoccer.com. So definitely get in touch with me. I'd love to have you out on the field for our adult league.
office@staffordsoccer.com. Now, do these teams practice at all, or do they leave that? Is that up to them?
That is really up to them. And I did hear that one of the teams had practiced the night before, like Sunday night before the Monday games. And I was a little bit surprised because most of the teams are like, hey, you know, we know everybody knows their position. They come out. But some of the classic, which is classic is more a recreation team, mm-hmm, rather than competitive. Some of our classic teams, they're getting out there. They want to stand up and be seen, you know, so they're doing practices here and there. It's kind of fun to hear about it. We don't schedule specific practices for them, though.
Well, what's nice about one of the things with Stafford Soccer, and whether it's on the kids' side or just now on the adult side, with so much emphasis on staying in shape and different ways to, if running isn't your thing, or, you know, if you still want to play something competitive, here you go. There's you really offer a chance for people to get out there and do it. And I'm sure that like you said, everybody's got different reasons, but that would be one of them.
I do have to tell you about something fun there, Ted. With the end of our spring season.
Yeah.
And this just kind of ties right in with our adult league. Our coach coordinator and fields coordinator, his name is Menorah Iam, and he created this wonderful thing called the Coach's Cup. It's an end of season celebration for our recreation coaches. So they all get out on the fields and invite their kids from their teams to come and watch. And we've done it twice now, and it has just turned into something really, really fun for the coaches.
Yeah.
They're out there playing. Their kids are sitting on the sidelines cheering them on. We had it this past Saturday, and I just have to say it's a great way to celebrate our coaches. A lot of those coaches do play on our adult teams. But I did want to mention that because it was, first of all, they were all so fantastic out there on Saturday. They had such a good time, all of the rec coaches and the kids that came to support them. It was so great.
The Coach's
so
great. Cup. What a great
Coach's
idea.
Cup. Yeah.
And especially for the kids to come out, because all the fundamentals that they would be talking to the kids about, you get a chance to see if your coach really does it.
Seeing it in action.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's what makes, I mean, Stafford Soccer, as we've talked about in the past, Stafford Soccer, I mean, you all have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what you just try to emphasize. You learn a lot of good fundamentals. And that's the other part of this. I mean, Stafford Soccer's been around enough time now, and kids have gone through it, and you've got kids who've gone and played big-time soccer.
I think that's it. You know, there's so many different levels to the game, and you don't have to be a superstar who's played on professional teams to enjoy the game. You know, you may just be that person who likes watching it on TV, getting out now and then just to play a couple of games. And then we have the kids who are very committed, and even the adults who are very committed and want to play more and more and more. We have some the adults who both take part in the men's side and the co-ed side. So we look to offer all options and keep everyone involved. But I think just that the game itself offers so much, and that there's so many ways to get involved, and it's not all just about me being a star player. You can enjoy it. Like I say, I've not been playing for a little bit now, but when I get out there, I enjoy it.
StaffordSoccer.com, the website, or if you want to get a hold of Stephanie and you just have some questions, office@StaffordSoccer.com. And lots going on with Stafford Soccer. That's what we're talking about this morning. Stephanie Johnson, Barry Hill here. When we come back, we're going to talk about summer camps. We're also going to talk about the World Cup and things to be watching for, and how to watch the World Cup. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Stafford Soccer this morning. StaffordSoccer.com, the website where you can get all kinds of information. Great Facebook page that has all kinds of information, too. And The website, Facebook, is that any other?
Twitter. As
oh, you
well,
are on Twitter.
Of course.
Okay.
We just have to get an Instagram and a Snapchat now.
Okay. When you learn how to do those, because I don't do those either. When you learn how to do them, I'll come over and you can teach me.
I'll get the kids to do it.
Yeah. Stephanie Johnson is here. Barry Hill is here. Barry's the general manager. Stephanie is the director of operations. Barry, one of the things I wanted to have you guys come in also and talk about is the World Cup is about to begin. And I guess because the United States isn't in it, there's not as much interest around here, although I think when the games get started, you're going to find that.
I think so. Once the games have been shown on TV, I think people will start getting into it, and people start deviating towards a particular team. They'll see somebody they like, and like you say, the U.S. are not in it, so they'll start picking their teams.
Yeah.
But the first game starts on Thursday. Actually, 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah. I thought we still had another week or so.
So it's Russia. I can't remember who the first game is. It's Russia. It's always a host nation that played the first game. But they're playing
Saudi.
Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Russia versus Saudi Arabia. I believe most of the games are being played on Fox. I think it's Fox Sports.
So, yeah.
But it'll be interesting. It's going to be a different World Cup. There's no one nation what looks the strongest right now. There's a few who are always in the mix, the Brazils, the Germanys, but there's a couple of big countries who are not there. Italy and Holland, the Netherlands, are the main two who they're usually always around the World Cup scene, but they're not there this year.
Yeah. So how's England going to do this year?
They'll probably do the same as every single year. Every single World Cup, they'll look to give us hope and then disappoint us as normal. But my fingers are crossed again. I'm hoping that we'll get at least out the group stage and onto maybe the semifinals. You know, I don't think we'll win it, but I'm just hopeful that we'll do somewhat good.
There is nothing like the World Cup when it gets started, and especially as it picks up momentum.
I think with the number of games what happen over the month period, you know, it makes people look to see what is happening in the next game. Look to see, all right, well, if these guys win, who are they going to play the next round? So it's a very good concept. You know, it's every 4 years. The whole World Cup in itself just brings a lot of people together. You know, a lot of countries are involved in it. It's a big statement in a lot of places.
Well, and you go around to sporting goods stores now, and everybody's selling jerseys for different countries, and that's always fun to see.
Oh yeah, I mean all the jerseys. I think it goes back to what we were saying before, just about the kids and people being involved in the sport. You know, years back, I don't even remember going into a sports store and seeing a soccer jersey. You know, now that there's just this array of different colors and different nationality jerseys and merch. So it's nice to see, and I think it just shows how big of an impact soccer is having within the States and how many people and kids are playing it. So it's nice, and again, hopefully England will do well. That's all I'm looking for.
it's soccer, and I like watching hockey on TV, but with a bigger field in all, it's soccer's a if you're sitting there, you don't know anything about teams or players. Soccer's a fun sport to watch.
I think for the most part, you can watch a game and understand what is happening with the game. With hockey, and I've enjoyed just watching that Stanley Cup final. So the difficulty one, what I have at times is just trying to follow the puck.
You know,
trying to see where the puck is. It's so small. With soccer, you can see it from a viewpoint where you get an idea of what's going on, even if you're not aware of the game itself. So you can follow it. You know, some people say there's not enough goals scored, but I think there'll be a lot of goals scored in this World Cup. I think there'll be a few teams who will, you know, find their shooting boots, as we would call them back in England, and, you know, put the ball in the back of the net.
When Stephanie was in the over the winter, and we were talking about this, and my kids played soccer, and I understand offside and hockey, but I understand the theory in soccer, but I never see it. I know that, you know, the ball can't, you know, you can't be ahead of the ball and all of that.
It's actually, you got to be behind the last man. The attacking player must be behind the last man. It can be complicated. Leave it up to the experts on the TV. You know, now it's got to a point where, you know, with the TV and the video replays, they're showing it. Some of these decisions are obviously split-second decisions by the referees, and a lot are literally inches. And the difference right now with the World Cup compared to, like, NFL, they don't stop to look at the video replay. That's something that is coming in more and more about this whole, they call it VAR, video assistant referee. Mm-hmm. That's coming more and more involved in the game, and it's the whole offside has always been a questionable and discussion point for a lot of people, and it'll continue during the World Cup as well.
I just when my kids were playing youth soccer, I would just sometimes just say, I don't see it. So I feel better now, because I couldn't see it. And then Stephanie told me she couldn't, and so I thought, okay. So, and now you cement it.
I think what I said, Ted, was, I'm going to have to leave Barry to give you the right explanation. You did.
the simple term is the attacking player can't be behind the second to last man. Usually the last man is a goalkeeper, the second to last man or second to last defender. They can't be between that line or between that area or gap. But it becomes a very gray situation, because over the past 2 or 3 years now, they've put this whole not interfering with play. So a person can technically be in an offside position, but if they're not interfering with play, the game can continue. So that's where, from an untrained eye, it can be difficult. If you're just coming in and putting a game on and never watched a soccer game before, you know, it can be somewhat confusing. A lot of times the commentators would do a good job of explaining why and what just went on, but, you know, that's really the toughest one to get, the offside. Really, everything after that is pretty straightforward. If it goes past the lines, it's out of bounds.
Yeah.
If it's on the field, it's in, and we're playing.
Yeah, you throw it in, and all of that. Well, before we get out of here today, I'll get a World Cup prediction from you, but we'll we'll do that at the end, so you can think about who's going to win. Barry Hill here, Stephanie Johnson with Stafford Soccer this morning. another reason we had to get you in, Stephanie, is summer camps.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a big time for that. And I'm guessing because you're here, it's not too late to sign up.
Absolutely, not too late. First thing I want to say, of course, a great partnership with the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center. They have been integral in creating what we have always wanted to create, is a full day of soccer camp. Because it's true, folks can't just come to the 9 to noon portion. If you're heading off to work and your kid is going to camp, you have to know that they're going to be taken care of all day. But kids can't play soccer for 8 straight hours, so it's a little bit taxing, especially in the summer heat. So creating this partnership with the Rouse Center has been pretty integral in creating our full day camps. So we actually have 3 camps this summer. One is our summer kickoff camp, we have our foot skills camp, and then we have our elite camp. All 3 of those options come with soccer 9 to noon, and then working with the Rouse Center from noon until 4. They also offer before and after care, which covers those extraneous hours where folks are on the road trying to get home. But one of the funnest things that we did this year, and it's a concept that Barry brought in probably the first year that we did our partnership with Jeff Rouse Center, is creating a situation with the Rouse folks where they are utilizing the time with these kids to increase strength, speed, and agility. So the folks at the Rouse Center have put together this great program called a Junior Fitness Program. And it is also offered to their regular membership. But our kids will be engaging in a lot of activities. And they'll also have opportunities to talk to nutritionists and strength training trainers to answer any questions that the kids might have. So they'll have like a little seminar as well. So it is going to be a really great summer camp experience for the kids.
Yeah, boy, sounds like a lot of fun. So when are the dates?
Let's see, we have our kickoff camp runs from July 16th to 20th. Registration is still open. Excuse me. And then our summer foot skills camp runs from July 23rd to 27th. And our elite training is from July 30th to August 3rd. But we've also put in 2 new modules to our summer camp. So instead of doing week-long camp, we have training sessions that will happen once a week over a period of 7 weeks. So the first one is called Finishing School. And it is what it is. It is finishing school. It's going to teach your kids how do you score those goals? How do you get to the goal? How do you score that goal? So that will be really great for our kids from 9 years old and up. We have also, just really because of demand, our director of development, our youth development, Nick Fogelsong, has been running our younger programs, the U5s, the U8s, 6s, U8s, and doing special trainings for them. A lot of people called in and said, hey, my kid is not old enough for finishing school and they're not old enough to get into summer camp. Is there not something that we can get them involved in? So Nick, put his head to the grindstone, as it were, and came up with a great program for our younger ones. And it's called Junior Camp for the U7 or U5 to U7 players. So it's going to be modeled after our younger programs.
Sorry, I was just going to add. So both that finishing camp and the junior camp will, as Stephanie said, go for 7 weeks. But they're going to be in the evenings compared to our summer camps, which are in the daytime.
But for any level, though, this gives you these camps, you really give you a leg up.
Plenty of options to choose from. If you don't want your child in a full-day summer camp, that's great. We have our evening sessions that are being provided for all ages. So we're very excited about what is happening in the summer at Stafford Soccer. But we're also doing Nick and I went to meet with some folks at Stafford Junction. And I'm sure you know, Ted, but the Stafford Junction folks serve mostly the Old Forge neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they just really wanted to put a soccer camp on. for the kids that attend a lot of their sessions during the summer. So they talk to the county. The county is actually assisting them in putting in a great field at Old Forge.
Oh, wow.
There was a soccer field there, but it was just in terrible shape. So they're getting that all ready. And Nick Vogelsong and a couple of other of the coaches will be doing a great week of summer camp for the kids at Stafford Junction.
Isn't that terrific?
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible week for them.
Yeah. Now, but for anybody who gets involved in these camps, it gets you ready for the fall, and you know, who knows what kind of skills you pick up, and mm-hmm. you have a lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah.
We get a lot of younger kids coming in, and sometimes it's their first experience of soccer,
yeah.
and then it's great from a coaching standpoint for me to be able to see kids in the summertime and then see them in the fall and see them again in the spring.
Yeah.
There's a lot of familiar faces that come back every year. And there's always a lot of new faces that we see. And as you said, we can deal with both. We have the experienced players, many of them coming to our elite camp, and then we have everything from our brand new player and everywhere in between.
To sign up, just go to the website and find out what you got to do.
Create an account, and the programs, the way the system works is that what program your child is eligible for will automatically appear.
Okay.
That easy.
And we say it all the time that if you are interested in your kids playing, whether it's in a league or coming to camp, and you know you're going to do it, sign up. It just makes it easier, and you're securing a spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So staffordsoccer.com is the website for that. If you want to talk to Stephanie about you got some questions, you can email her at office@staffordsoccer.com. When we come back, we'll wrap this up with Barry Hill and Stephanie Johnson. We'll talk about, again, the summer camps. We'll talk about signing up for the fall, and we'll get Barry's World Cup prediction. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Stafford Soccer, our focus this morning with Barry Hill, the general manager and the technical director, and Stephanie Johnson. She is the director of operations. StaffordSoccer.com, the website, gives you all kinds of information. And Again, Stephanie, summer camps coming up in July. If you're interested in getting your kids involved, then you don't have to be just in Stafford to take part in the camps.
That is very true, and a lot of people forget that because we are Stafford Soccer, but we get kids from Spotsylvania and Fredericksburg and to the county to the west as well. So there's plenty of opportunity for the kids. There's our summer kickoff camp, again, is geared toward that first-time player, so that becomes a great opportunity for kids who have never played soccer to come out and actually learn what it's all about. Our foot skills camp is still geared toward kids who don't play a lot of soccer but would like to enhance their skills a little bit, because a lot of kids are getting ready in the summer for fall recreation season. So we provide them great opportunities to learn new skills through the foot skills camp, so that when, of course, registration is open right now for fall recreation, open both for our kids and also for our volunteer coaches, because we still are primarily, even though we've got some staff, we are still primarily a volunteer organization.
Yeah.
We have about 175 volunteer coaches every season.
Wow.
And we do. We start signing them up right now. I think I got my first registration for a volunteer coach yesterday.
Huh.
And that's already for fall season. So we do encourage our coaches to be returning coaches. But if there's anybody out there who is interested in being a volunteer coach, whether you have a kid in the program or not, we get we get a lot of Marines from Quantico who come and will take a team, youngers, more on the younger side.
Yeah.
But these are guys who played guys and girls who have played soccer all their lives, and they're looking for a fun outlet. So they become our volunteer coaches. So that's incredible. But I digress. We are talking about summer. And then, of course, our elite camp, and then our fun and partnership with the Rouse Center to create a full-day camp. So, yeah, we're full tilt already. Summer is not downtime for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put it that way.
So, looking at those camps, if you're thinking about being a coach, and Bear, I mean, what a great opportunity you have as a coach, especially if you know a little bit about soccer, you can pass that knowledge on.
And that's right. You know, with the numbers, what we have, we had around 2,300 kids playing this past spring season. Obviously, we need them mentors in the coaching side of things. So we put on coaching sessions. Myself and the other technical staff will run sessions before the start of each and every season. So we'll give people ideas, give new coaches ideas. We've got information on the website as well. And it's just an avenue for them to help the kids that, you know, we've got in our program to keep progressing and keep getting better. So on the recreation side, the volunteers are a huge part. And what we were talking about before, the Coaches Cup, that was one of the things what we wanted to say thank you to them volunteers and having them come out, because they are a big key part to our program.
Again, staffordsoccer.com, the adult leagues. Think about that. And again, all these programs that we talk about, you don't have to be a Stafford resident. If you want to play, be part of some good soccer, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of good soccer, of course, we've got we're an affiliate club of DC United. Yeah. So that provides us with some fun opportunities. And even though Audi Field hasn't opened yet, we're pushing forward our partnership, and we're doing a watch party for DC United, with another partner of ours, which is Buffalo Wild Wings. They do this great program called the Buffalo Wild Wings Coach of the Month, and that's for our recreation coaches. But on June 30th, we're inviting all of our membership to come over to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch DC United and just have a general good time.
That's June 30th, and the watch party for DC United. We are almost out of time. Barry, who wins the World Cup?
The England are going to crush me and break my heart again, so I think I've got to say Germany or France.
Okay.
Probably Germany.
Germany, okay.
He's with Germany.
I'll watch for that. Thank you both so much. Good to have you here, and we'll stay up to date, and we'll see you more and
thank
talk more about Stafford Soccer. StaffordSoccer.com. That's it for Town Talk.
WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.